We're checking back in with Quincy City Clerk Nicole Crispo to get a rundown on the May 5th license board meeting. Hi, Nikki.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Doing okay. We're in the month of May, merry month of May, as they say.
I can't believe it already.
I know, telling you. And a lot of things going on outdoors now in the city, which is kind of nice to see.
That's right. Yes. We did have a full board. And we got to agenda item number one, here we got in the request of Denise Haja Clothing Boutique for a special use permit, one-day liquor license for their annual Eat Drink Model Fashion Show on Marina Bay Boardwalk on Tuesday, June 16th from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Denise Haja was there. This is her sixth year. And every year she picks a different charity. And this year she picked the Woodward School for Girls. And this will be for scholarships. There'll also be, along with the fashion show, there'll be some raffles and giveaways and things like that. Good food. Of course, the one-day liquor license was granted. She does such a great job. And Councillor Riley also sent in an email. She apologized she couldn't be there in person, but that Denise is a longtime Marina Bay business owner and her charitable fashion show fundraiser is highly anticipated annual event. This year, she's designated the Woodward School for Girls to receive the funds raised. So that went through 5-0.
Very good. Speaking of things outdoors, hopefully the weather cooperates.
I've been to that fashion show. It's a wonderful time.
Oh, nice.
Really, really nice. She does
Nice.
a great job.
Very good.
Agenda item number two. Here we got in the request of the Quincy Chamber of Commerce for a special use permit, one-day liquor license for their annual Kilroy Square Farmers Market and Beer Garden. The Farmers Market is Friday, noon to 5, from June 26th to October 30th. The Beer Garden is Thursday, Friday, Saturday from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., beginning May 14th through October, weather permitting. Sharon Driscoll and Helen Shiner were there to talk about the events. There'll also be this year a specialty vintage market and a wedding expo. A live band concert on August 15th. Jay Southwood will be doing the beer from Break Rock Brewing this year. And special guest appearance from Jerry Hanley as well.
Okay.
And that went through 5-0.
Very good.
Next was agenda item number three. Here we got in the request of Magic Bowl LLC doing business as Magic Bowl 1515 Hancock Street for a common victual license due to a change of ownership. Proposed manager Carlos and Carolina Navarez. Proposed hours of operation 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. And Carolina was there talking about some new options there, some healthy protein bowls and options like that. So there's going to be no other changes. Maybe a little change where the door is, and they're getting their permits, doing that stuff. And that went through 5-0. Number four is hearing regarding the request of Retina Cafe and Pastries for a common victual license for the premise located at 163 Beale Street. Proposed manager Retina Buy-N-C. Proposed hours of operation 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and same no changes to the operation. Pastries the same, and that went through 5-0.
All right, everybody was in a unanimous mood.
Yes. Yep.
Very good. And your next meeting will be.
Our next meeting will be on May 19th.
Okay, very good. Now that we've got that business out of the way, let's send the place to the dogs.
Sure. So as everybody knows, April is your month to register your dog in the city of Quincy. And so now we're into May. We ask everybody to come in if you can and register your dog. If not, you can certainly do it by mail. And we are here 8:30 to 4:30 Monday through Friday. If you have any questions, you can certainly call the office at 617-376-1135. And again, if you have any questions on your dog's vaccine, we do keep a database here if you need to get some questions answered. And we'll be doing that throughout the month of May. And then we'll be sending out those postcards, those dreaded postcards that say you're late. So if you can get in, we'd appreciate it.
Okay, very good. So you need the dog has to be vaccinated in order to be licensed, is that right?
That's right.
Okay, excellent. And June 1st is quickly approaching for the census too, right?
Yes, it is. So we're getting ready to send out that postcard that says that you're now on the inactive list. If you and that, like I said, June 1st will push the button, make those people inactive. If you sign the card and send it back, we'll change your status back to active, and that'll be the last time we can reach out before the state will be sending out the applications for vote by mail in July, probably the first week in July, I'm hearing.
Yeah.
So, if you wish to vote by mail, certainly return that. And as soon as we get the ballots, we'll send them out to you.
Okay, yeah, because I mean the primary is as early as it can be. It's September 1st, right?
It's September 1st.
Yeah.
So, I know people get busy with the summer. And that's, getting back to school and all that. So if you wish to vote by mail, we will have the option to vote in person early, and then certainly, of course, Election Day with the 31 precincts as well.
Sure. Okay. Very good. Always great
Okay.
to catch up with you, Nikki. Thanks so much.
Okay, Joe, take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.